Hey, welcome back to another Vodka Friday. Hey, we got Rita, we got Donna, we got Jeff, and we got Dave.
Yeah.
And we got Riley. We should give Riley some
clothes. Oh, you know what?
Because Riley is our producer. We're going to call him a producer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And he does a really good job every week. Oh. He kind of keeps us on track, make sure our sound is good.
Yes.
Make sure we're...
He's just a great all-around person and a wonderful human being. Who's your mother?
Good kid.
Is it me? Me.
Well, you know what? No, she's a good woman. And you know what? From a woman's perspective, your mother's done well.
Right? So anybody that was listening last week, we have a new part of our podcast. If you hear the bell or shut up, Jeff, drink.
So we're going to try not to do that as much last week. Last week, we seemed to really, like, kill it.
Last week was good though. Last week I thought was a good chit chat. We covered 2021 in review. We decided that I keep saying I'm not gonna lie here, which means I must lie every other time I don't
true
say
story.
That.
True story.
That's it. So I'm gonna try not to do that because it's annoying even to me.
I'm not gonna lie. Those are those two things.
True story.
Every time
she
says
lie.
That, let's hit the bell.
I love
you. We'll have all kinds of drinking games.
I left here last week. Last week after leaving, I, you know, as I was celebrating my fourth week of having my shit together, and last week I felt mature
like
at the end of the show.
It's like 7 weeks now.
You said,
wow.
Yeah, weren't
it's
you
like
at
7 weeks
before?
You know what?
We're regressing.
He doesn't have his shit together, just so you know.
I can't count. I'm learning to count. No, I felt mature.
Yeah,
did you?
Just for a second. Then I got
then I fucking woke up.
You're getting your hip.
Fuck, I got to drive.
Your hip done.
No, that was supposed to happen Tuesday, the 4th. Oh. I got called Friday, and they broke the news because of COVID. It's been postponed. But I think it's going to work out better for me because I'm actually going to change surgeons.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Local surgeon? Or
no,
or
I'm going to a guy down in Toronto.
Oh, okay. Not an abattoir or a butcher?
No.
I was thinking maybe a local guy out Murphy.
Can't be that hard. Fuck, we got YouTube now.
Sam's Meat Shop or something.
We can do it. We'll fucking nick you over the head with something, knock you out, and put some metal in your hip. I mean, it can't be hard. It's got to be on YouTube.
That's got
to
be. That's
you got to be able to Google the surgery.
Exactly. You learn everything off of YouTube.
Just talk about Johnson won't know.
I've met some stupid surgeons before.
He won't know. He'll think he fell down. He'll go around telling people he was abducted.
But that's a good segue because we're gonna talk about what like a year ahead, like what are we gonna do here in 22. So that's you've got that to look forward to. Is that gonna come up again like anytime soon, or what are you thinking?
You know, I don't know, Dave.
they haven't really.
Where was the other surgeon?
Here in Brantford.
Okay,
but
okay.
What's made you decide to change surgeons?
I just didn't get a warm and fuzzy from the guy here in town. And I need this to be a short recovery. So the method.
Because you're a young guy, like you're not a senior. You're not a senior. So getting this done is part of it because you were in an accident at a young age, and this is.
I don't know if it's got what's got to do with some. I don't know.
It's from fucking too much.
Oh my God! Wore out. He wore out his hips.
Jeez,
that's terrible.
And
I can't believe
if you're shopping at Shopper's Drug Mart, we're all seniors. Just so you know.
Yeah,
I don't mean 55 and over.
Me,
I am not yet.
Senior at Shoppers yet.
Exactly. Hey, I don't recognize that.
I know
it's an option to save money, but I don't care. I'm not going to recognize that I'm a senior.
No, I said if the girl doesn't prove me, I'm going to smack her.
Yeah, like how do you get that? Do you have to tell them, hey, hang on a second here.
How do you not know?
What is it, 55
and over? You just say I'm a senior and
they don't believe me.
Yeah, is it 55 and over?
55 and over.
Do I get off?
15% on Tuesdays.
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
Twice a week? Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No,
and you can usually make it for the buffet at 3 o'clock for the seniors discount.
There's a buffet?
No, go to Red Lobster
first. And we're not talking strip club buffet, just so you know. Which is a total lie, by the way.
No buffet.
No, there was a strip club buffet.
Of course there was. Every man told his wife there was.
Oh.
Apparently,
oh,
there was. Apparently,
there was. No, at the one that Wilson used to run down
club.
There by
the
train
tracks.
Down by the railway tracks. Track. Yeah.
I went into that strip club once.
Seductions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seductions.
I did. Wow. And I had no idea that strip clubs had that many mirrors. I went, wow, there's a lot of mirrors in here, right?
They want you to be confused.
Yeah. I don't even know what they want.
Apparently, the food was really good there. That's what I heard.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I heard there was good food.
There's so many.
I swear to God, I'm gonna do that to my date. I'm gonna go. Yeah. We should go over here. I've heard. drink.
Yeah, no, I heard the food was good there too. I heard that there was a lot of fish on the menu. Just
clam bake.
No,
I went
that's
to a really
good actually.
I went to a really good clam bake there.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
And I'll tell you, their tacos are better than ones at Taco Bell. And what do we say? What do we say to hitchhikers? You make sure that they make sure that the burritos are real before I get in. Isn't that what you say?
I don't know.
Hitchhikers.
How's that? No, hitchhikers.
I'm having a total blonde moment. Oh,
I
can't.
Remember
that
one Sue used to say, I'm not getting in the van till you prove to me the burritos are real.
That's only because you picked up a hitchhiker. Oh. Tell the story, Jeff. Tell the story.
Hitchhiker?
I know that we're not talking about this, but what a story.
It's
got to
be a story.
Jesus.
Good story. Tell us the story, Jeff.
We're trying to get Sue on the podcast. Yeah. Sue is my neighbor, mm-hmm. and she was my partner in crime, and fuck, did we have fun, her and I.
One night we were going home, and I picked up, it was like 3 in the morning. There was a guy hitchhiking on not a really busy street.
Sure. Well, nothing's busy at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I felt bad.
In your wisdom, you felt you need to pick out
a hitchhiker.
Oh, look at the poor soul out there.
Oh,
let's just pick him right up.
Oh,
Sue's like, don't you do that. Don't you pick him up, Jeff.
Yes.
So he got in the car, and things went south after that. He was trying to, soften me up with hash, and it worked.
Oh, my gosh.
That got us to the other side of town, and then things kind of got south because now he was fucking around, wouldn't tell us exactly where he wanted to go.
Oh, so you're going all over the...
Yeah, he was a little bit bigger, and then he pulled a fair-sized knife out.
Knife. Get out.
Did you imagine?
I think Sue... What? I thought at that point, Sue wanted to inflict...
Jump out of
you,
the vehicle.
No, grab it from him and stab Jeff from picking the guy up. That's what she wanted to do. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
But I finally yelled and screamed... I pulled the car over real quick and freaked right out.
Oh, you lost your shit.
And
do it.
Mm. Get the fuck out of that car. I'll slit your throat and fucking side to side, you fucker. Leave me a bleed out here in the fucking ground. Yeah. You don't scare Sue. So the fucking
don't
guy.
Don't scare
just,
Sue.
He says, hey man, take it easy. Hey man, take it easy. Yeah. Well, fucking hey man, take it easy. Nothing. And I jumped in the car and I was like, okay, let's go, Sue. And she said, and then she started in.
On you. How dare you?
Oh, you fucking. You moron, you idiot. Stupid you prick. Idiot. You know, you name it, I was dumb.
So you had to kind of become crazy for this, like crazier than the crazy that was in the backseat.
I had to.
You kind of knew that, okay, if to get out of this, I have to act even crazier
I have to
than
go,
this crazy son
Yes,
of
I have to go. I have to
up,
go to that
up
place.
The crazy.
Up the crazy.
So,
lesson learned, getting
crazy.
In a car with him, it's like getting with crazy and crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy's going to get crazy.
And you know what? Somebody listening to this is going to go, there's no way that this guy has done half the shit he has. I am here to tell you, it's all true.
I want to hear Sue's version. We're going to get Sue chatting.
She was so mad. She was so fucking mad.
Was she?
We're going to retell this story
you
with Sue.
You put my life in harm, you fucking prick.
Because she didn't want to pick this guy up. She was
no,
like,
it was totally
doing?
My idea.
Jeff, what are you doing? Jeff, funny thing is, Chad, her husband, had no idea about this story until New Year's.
She was married at the time.
Yeah, she's been married the whole time.
Oh, my
Sue's fantastic. Oh, they're a really cool
couple.
They really are. So on New Year's, we're all together. We stop here. We have a drink here first. Mm-hmm. And we start telling, and Chad never heard it. She was like, no, don't tell Chad. He'll never let me leave again. I do remember the next day her calling me going, did you hear what happened? And I said, no. And she's telling me the story. And I thought, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
So glad I missed that Vodka Friday.
Yeah. That's a few years ago that this happened.
Oh,
yes.
10 anyway.
Yeah. But at the time, fuck, it was funny.
It is funny. So 2022.
Yes.
You know what? Let's talk a bit about the business. Because
where are you guys at with this? Because it's been a few weeks since we talked about it, and I know things
are
progressing.
You know what? I'll give you one thing, and then I'll pass the mic over to Donna to talk about all the drinks where we're at. So what we've done is, so when we started this company, one of the things we were going to do is we're going to create the brand before we actually release the vodka, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we're in partnership with, well, we're not in partnership. We're working very, very closely with Mann's, and anybody that wants to buy great vodka, seriously go in and buy it.
Mann's Botanicals.
They are, you know what? They are such a
vodka,
top drawer vodka. Company. They're just amazing people to work with. So we're working with Amy. Amy's got a bright future in this business as well. She's educated. She's lovely, and she knows what she's doing. So that was sort of where we had started, and it was sort of always in my plan that I wanted to use them because I was so
I was so.
They make vodka. And it's great vodka.
And it's great vodka. They're so good at what they do. And in this industry, honestly, most people are not packing their own stuff anymore. Unless you're one of the big ones, you're not. Right. And there's all kinds of distilleries that co-pack. Mm-hmm. So we've forged some pretty decent relationships out there. We've got a co-packer we'll be working with, along with. Mans that are out in Niagara, and they've been very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. We've met a couple other people out of Toronto that are looking at us from an investment standpoint that have 40 years in. And, you know, the one guy, the alcohol industry, I don't know how I didn't work in this when I was younger. Yeah. I think it would have been a disaster in it, but it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Don and I met him out in Toronto and sort of went through everything to see if there's interest. Of course, I'm in. And he starts talking about hanging out with Drake at different times because he does a lot of very high-end alcohols now.
Sure.
And he said, could you imagine if Drake, if you're listening and you actually want to put this on a tweet, have at her, man. Yeah. But you know what? He goes, can you imagine if he ever tweeted about this? And I said, we're not that far from that either. But I said, like, we're not that far because he knows this guy, mm-hmm. right? And I said mm-hmm. to him, all I can say to you is if you can make that happen, we better make sure our fucking ducks are in a row.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So
gotta be ready for it.
Right. So we're looking, I mean, it's highly regulated, the industry. As it stands right now, it looks like our first place we'll end up is probably Alberta this year.
Awesome.
And then we'll end up at we've decided to go on a bigger size for the cooler side because we will be doing vodka, we'll be doing flavored vodka, and we're going to be doing coolers all at the same time.
Sure.
And it's not typical of a vodka company to exist well on both sides, but we need to start on both sides and
find your market.
Yeah. And I think we will actually do well on both sides, to be honest.
Yeah.
Our packaging, one of the smartest things we did is we hired this branding guy mm-hmm. who comes with a lot of experience, and he managed to give vision to what was in our head, to be honest, more than what we even knew Absolutely. It would look like. Like, he is probably the best money we spent. He is creative and he's out there and he's brought a lot of the fun. So our packaging is mm-hmm. outstanding.
Well, that was going to be a big part of it, is the ability to kind of almost personalize it, though, was it not?
Yeah. You talked about that.
To make the cans unique, yes.
Yes.
Now you want to read
them.
Tell the story.
Yes.
That they're funny. They're funny. They're quirky. Yeah. They're
It's not just a label slapped
it's
on.
It's a label. There's something there that makes you kind of giggle.
It makes
you think.
Yeah. You'll read your can.
Yeah.
You'll get the gist of the story.
And I've been reading cans for
years. There's always an inside joke in every can.
Yeah. And you know what, Dean, or the guy that did all the branding stuff for us, he's quirky and super smart and super funny mm-hmm. and he just comes up with really cool things, so
which are similar to what you guys have at the t-shirts, because you've got t-shirts online right now, so that's another thing.
And they're fun. I mean, go to our website, it's vodkafriday.ca. it also is a direct link to our podcast if you're mm-hmm. having a hard time on iHeartRadio or Spotify. But the t-shirts are funny. They are. I mean, it's really representative of who Don and I are. I mean, we both have a great sense of humor.
Oh, gosh,
We've lived. We've had a good time. We choose to see life glasses half full. And it's really representative of the company. So the other thing that Dean came up with, which I really like, is he wanted to do sort of a, I can't say the word, you can say it.
Which?
Caricature.
Oh, caricature.
Oh, you're going to do self-caricatures or something?
So
that's a great idea.
On the back of the can, he has this little stick person of each.
That's a great idea.
Oh, cool.
And a little story under each and our signature.
That's a great idea. Because it, that
personalizes
it. Absolutely it is.
That goes far.
Yeah.
That's humble.
It's relatable.
When you're drinking your drink, you can read it and have a laugh. And, you know, it's quirky and cute.
Yeah. Rita, she's a crazy bitch.
I might have that t-shirt. So you know what? Our cans are really, it was really important for us that our cans sit out when they're on a shelf that you would gravitate to them.
You would notice it.
He absolutely has done that.
Yeah.
You'll buy it because the can is funny and the naming, when we do the flavor naming, the flavors are fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're going to name them creatively. That's all going to be in sync with sort of the whole gist of the company as it is, but we're also looking at distribution into state of California.
Yes,
and we've had some really cool meetings. It's sort of a no-brainer for that market.
West Coast would just go boom. You get into California, you're back up the coast, back into BC, and come back across Canada.
That's right. So we have some investors there that are looking at us that absolutely love us, mm-hmm. love the idea. You know what? And we were talking to him today, and I know that we've crossed our T's and dotted our I's. you can't copy what we're doing because it's so, first of all, we're legitimate in what we're doing. Yeah. There's an authenticity to it because it is us.
Yeah.
And the branding is ours. And you know what? Without those three things, you're going to put a stupid name on a can and it's going to mean fuck all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at least at the end, so I'm very, very comfortable and confident in where we're headed. And I don't think, I mean, the one guy that we met in Niagara, and Donna can attest to this, he looked at us and he goes, I'm not even sure you know what you have. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty think we're like to the stars, and I'm going, if it's better than what I think, then fuck, God bless us.
We had that guy, and then the guy in Toronto, and he looks at it, he's like, I'm in.
Yeah. yeah.
And then we have the guy in California, he's like, I so want to be a part of this.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's...
How did you hook up with these people? Like, how did you get
connections?
Connections?
Well, you know
what? Just through friends? Relatives?
Well, kind of. Through our accountant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When we picked an accountant, we wanted somebody that was... you know, maybe a little bit outside the box in the way that they approached business and stuff. You need that in this industry. Mm-hmm. So we weren't going to go to a great big firm. We wanted somebody that was a rock star at what they did. And he was somebody that I've known for a long time. He hasn't taken a client on in 10 years. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I called him and said, look, we need an account. Can we sit down and chit chat? Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, absolutely. And he looked at us and went, I'm in. And you can talk to Dean. Yep. Dean's reaction.
He's your marketing?
Dean, the branding guy. Oh, yeah.
The branding guy.
He didn't even want to sit down with us because he was too busy. And
okay.
He gave us some airtime, and
then once he heard sat down the pitch,
and I know him, but he's busy, and he looked at us and went, I have to be part of this.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant how you're getting out ahead and building the brand.
Yeah.
Before I know it's nice when you can have both in that perfect world, your product and the brand, but
don't you think this is smart? I mean, if you go to the liquor store, say, and you see Vodka Friday and you've never heard of it before, so what?
Yeah.
But if it's in the back of your head, you're like, oh my God, it's all relatable, right?
That's right.
Yeah. No, it's catches your ear quicker.
It's different than finding a flavor of a drink that you like and you go, we should put a label on this and sell it.
Right.
Because a lot of them do that, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what they do. They discover a flavor and go, let's label it, let's name it this, and we'll market it. You guys come up with the marketing shtick first and the whole idea, a couple of chicks in their 50s just having some fun around a table on a Friday night, drinking vodka, which we also call gay water. But
so our demographic is bang on,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. You know, we got that whole market there.
Yeah.
So when is gay pride? June. So
we could have a rainbow can, right? By then.
Well, there
that,
you go.
Well, no, our, don't make light of
that
it.
That was one of the things that we said we would
that's
do.
That's true. Because
that's a big...
That community loves vodka. They do. They love it.
That community will love us.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
I know. I mean, look at us. this is a podcast. We're not live.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're relatable, I would say. And, you know, it's funny. On New Year's, and I know that I spent New Year's with you and Mike, and I spent it with Jeff. Yeah. Unfortunately, Donna was down and out. But there was a young girl there. She was about 32. And there's a coolness to owning a vodka company, I have to tell you. Yeah. At least for other people. They're like, you what?
It's like, what?
It is cool. This is cool. Yeah. And she looked at me and she said, I think you're a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
For you to do this. I would be. Who is it, right?
I give her $10 and send her over.
That was probably for something. That was probably for something else, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? No, and I get it. I mean, it's inspiring, and I'm not saying this from a place of arrogance, but it's inspiring to me as well.
Yeah,
that you go. I mean,
good for you though. Prop up your look at you, go girl. Both of you.
That's
kind of
how I
rock
feel.
Stars.
Actually, yeah. I really do. And we're coming into. I used to travel a lot when I worked. Like the bonus that I had, and it's been more opportunity than anything, is when things fell apart. We talked about last podcast about going. I know exactly why I went through what I did. So we split up with Ray, and then we have this sort of table talk thing that goes on a Friday night where we're having a lot of fun and we're giving it. We're drinking vodka. I have to rebuild my career because I was predominantly a mom. Now I'm a single mom. I ended up falling into a company in footwear. I was the director of sales and imports for Canada and the U.S., traveled all over the world, all over Asia. I have connections there.
For several years, too.
And yeah, absolutely, for many years. Mm-hmm. And I actually have such a good stronghold and understanding of the U.S. and U.S. US, the power of US marketing. So I know for me, I've always thought, and they would say this to that other company, you should have been an American because you think like them in terms of the big scale. Mm-hmm. So for me, as much as I, our warm market is where we're starting, it's not where we're going to stop. We will end up there as well, as much as we'll protect our Canadian identity.
Sure.
And over the years, I would also say that more Canadians, because you have to know more internationally in order to survive in business, because it's harder, because our numbers are insignificant to any factory or anything like that, because we just don't have the population or the consumption, that you have to know how to maneuver and navigate things, which is only going to help us. You have to know that.
What's coming up with this then?
Well, we've we spent the last couple days with Amy from Mance, who's our flavor
sommelier or whatever they call it.
Formulator.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we came up with our list of flavors, which was very exciting. Sat there and did samples for an entire day.
Can we do any disclosing, you know, or do you want to spoil it?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't disclose, but you did come up with some flavors. So you've nailed the.
So we're ready to rock and roll now.
Well, like she's tweaking them because she's a professional in that. In that.
Are we gonna have a taste night where we can all get together and just taste
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
So we can give you our opinion on it.
Yeah.
This is shit, right, Jeff?
Sorry. And the taste night actually, because we should have some production. I would hope by February 1st, by February 15th anyway, but it will also be available to buy online then as well. So we can then disclose flavors.
So do you think we're going to have some samples before you go into production or no?
Well, we have to produce them before we can have a sample, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So no.
No, I just thought that Mans might develop a sample set for us to try.
Well, they have to can them, right?
Yeah, and she's tweaking the flavor. She's adjusting a little bit just based on the fact that she's professional in that.
Yeah.
So we might have another tasting day where we go in and...
We are next week.
Yeah.
She's calling us back in next week. Yeah. You're more than welcome to come. We could podcast from there. Why not?
That would be fun.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah,
well, that was so much
get
fun.
Get opinions on flavors
as well.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
So then once you get that done, you're gonna spend some time getting it out there and get opinions of other people, right? So you're going to get some... Is that the plan?
Well,
is that the next kind of stuff?
We have to go to our marketing guy. So once we have the flavors that we know we're doing and... Say, take this and make them fun, right?
Sure.
The names and so forth. And then the next step is to actually produce samples, like, you know, thousands of.
Yeah,
cans.
So you can take them out to bars and stuff and get people's opinion on it, see how they sell, see the response.
Well, we already have, really, in our warm market, we have a few restaurant owners or bar owners that are like, yeah, we're in.
How does that work with LCBO's rules, though?
We're going to stop this conversation. Yeah. Well, it works, and that's all we're saying about that.
I don't know if we should have that.
You know
what?
So convoluted, it would.
Yes,
it would,
I
yeah, no,
it
we're
how do you give samples?
And
no,
blah,
you know
blah,
what?
Blah.
No, you can. You can act as a distributor. Yep. You can distribute directly with your distillery to a licensee.
Okay.
So the licensees would be bars and restaurants and golf courses and stuff like that, which is really what Sandbagger did. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. He ran around and he built his brand before he went to the LCBO, because from a timing standpoint, we weren't even a thought when we would have been submitting samples to the LCBO.
Right.
And the LCBO, in all fairness to them, are the holy grail of the world for booze. They sell more booze than any other retailer worldwide.
Worldwide.
It's like they go to a conference for alcohol in the C's part as the buyers come in. But they're just people. I mean, and
are they just a provincial thing? LCBO, or is that a federal thing?
No, it's provincial. But keep in mind, everything has to be bought through them.
Yeah,
doesn't matter who you are.
Everything in Ontario.
In Ontario, okay,
right.
Ontario.
So
does other states and provinces have their own liquor control boards?
Total
similar
different
to that?
Rules.
Really?
Every province,
every state is different. So you have to kind of learn the legalities of every province.
So
every state.
Alberta, which will be there this year.
Yep.
They're through distribution. They don't have the government with their hand in there.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, there's taxes you remit, but not to the same degree that we do. They don't own it. Saskatchewan's the same. Manitoba's the same.
So you think it's a little easier to go into Alberta first?
Yes.
Is that the plan?
Well, it's easier because we're connected there. And we don't have to do this dog and pony show. Not that it's bad, but like to give you an idea, submissions to the LCBO on coolers last year, there were 1,400 submitted. 1,400.
Wow.
So I like what we've done. We've
yeah,
created
you're going
the demand.
In, you're going Absolutely. In with some backbone and first and some, you built a market, a bit of a market to make them notice it more than just a taste test.
We're women and we're also local.
And do you think you're going to have a demand before you even approach the LCBO?
We already do.
So you'll have a demand for this. And that's going to be they're going to look and go, well, there's a demand for this stuff. So why wouldn't we?
Well, I think that's what happened with Sandbagger,
we have
right?
People asking already.
Well, like you say, they're building their brand just like you said. Sandbagger went around and then it came out and the LCBO, boom, took off.
And it, as a bonus, it tastes good.
It's a good product.
It tastes good.
Because when we were doing the samplings here,
Of the competition,
the one
we were kind of leaning towards the direction. Sounds like what you guys are going, but you guys have got a couple of little surprises along the way in your flavorings too. But we're not going to disclose those.
Yeah, and we're not head to head with Sandbagger. Sandbagger's gin, we're vodka. But you know what? He's still got an interesting story, although he's not marketing it the same way. And you know what? The whole thing. I mean, there's room, but they're doing well. There's no question. But they're doing well,
and deservedly so.
Yeah,
it's a good product.
We have from the beginning. It's been very important that you're going to buy us because the packaging and the marketing and the hoopla and the environment. Then you're going to taste it
and go, wow.
Yeah. You know what was funny though? When we were doing our taste testing course, what we're doing, and I don't drink vodka soda. But as soon as we went into the vodka soda, it changed the dynamic of the taste.
Did you like it? I like vodka soda. That's my thing.
Yeah. So
did it smooth it or pop it?
It popped it.
Oh, yeah.
So we had,
nice.
Like we had, I don't know, A through Q of flavors to taste, right? Because she tweaked amounts in each one.
Yeah.
And then we took the ones that we finally decided on and applied them with soda. It popped.
You liked it, eh?
I liked them both.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And
good.
We didn't make the soda super effervescent.
Yeah, and this is the canned stuff that you're going to have. So you're going to have bottled stuff
that's actually nice vodka mix.
Flavored
vodka. We're going to do flavored vodka.
Yeah.
So we've got three flavors and a regular vodka.
You can put with a seltzer
vodka.
Or you can put with water.
Right.
Or and ice.
But
or
we're going to run it at 35%. So right now in the market, you have a lot of the bigger brands, and I can say the brands that are there. You've got Ketel One, you've got Smirnoff, you've got Absolut, and they all sit around 30% for a flavored vodka, right? Mm-hmm. Which is not a bad way to go. And then you have Stoli that have taken a big position in flavored vodkas. They're at 37.5, so we've agreed to go at 35.
Okay.
It gives us a different reason to be. Okay. And the weird thing is, as much as we were debating this, and maybe I'm off my stick, but I bought Stoli because it was 37.5. And then I'm not wasting my fucking time here.
Right? Is your labeling for the vodka going to be different than your cans?
They'll be tied back together. Vodka Friday will be the same.
The label will be the same.
Maybe not as much information.
We're not going to have
not as much.
No,
not
it's
as much
not going to have as much stuff.
Not as
on
much
the
flair.
Tin. I mean, on the bottle as the tin, obviously. Mm.
So you talk about challenges in this. I mean, try and find aluminum cans right now.
Bottles right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this the best time to be doing this during the COVID?
Absolutely. Everybody's at home.
Yeah, but I mean, on a distribution standpoint, or I know that we have a lot of supply chain issues.
Yeah,
supply chain issues is terrible. Do you think this is going to be affecting?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I knew you knew I was going to.
I would think
will. It will give you some forgiveness. So as we're trying to figure it out, there will be some forgiveness latitude for us.
Not the public.
You're talking about the people that you're distributing to.
There will be
some latitude that will be given to us based on the information
that's going on.
Supply chain issues
being a problem.
Because everybody's in the same.
It's not going to be
something that can hurt. We get extra time to get our shit together.
That's right.
It's a free mulligan. It's a free mulligan.
100%.
Even if you were coming out of supply chain issues for this year, you'd still get that free mulligan.
Yeah, just use that the blue towel.
We had
so you know what, and that really will be to our advantage. Donna had a good point the other day when it shut down, is it has bought us time. I mean,
that's kind of good. That's a good point. I never thought of it that way. I just thought, oh, the supply chain is just going to be a real challenge, but now you're saying that's just going to buy you some forgiveness.
How do you feel?
That's awesome.
The
Donna.
Supply challenge is going to be a challenge for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For us in particular.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully
this little couple week thing is probably going to play in our favor.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where you're at now. Looking forward.
How
by
do you
February,
feel?
you're going to have some drinks.
You feel good about this going?
Yes.
Ready to rock it?
We're ready to go.
Okay. We have some great creative ideas around our vodkas as well,
not just the coolers. So what's March looking like? After you got the vodka, what's March looking like?
More apparel.
Are you guys going to be running around to bars at some point? What's that?
100% we will be.
What month
does that happen? Golf courses.
As soon as we can get
enough product out. You're going to go down and do some
Yeah.
Fancy dancing. And
we're good. You know
maybe,
what?
Maybe we'll do some podcasts at some bars and just make it fun.
We've had some bartenders reach out to us that are professional bartenders saying, hey, would you be interested? Like we've really created a bit of a buzz.
Buzz.
It's been, you know what? I've spent a lot of my life questioning things, like whether you were in the right place, doing the right things. Not for one second have I questioned
like
this is wrong.
Seems like it's natural.
Right?
It's,
what do you call it? Serendipity.
Organic.
Serendipity.
It's kind of organic. Because it's kind of just happening.
The serendipity in that everything together. Kept falling into place.
Yeah.
Every person we met, every... Yeah.
Conversation.
Our accountant.
The four of us.
Our branding guy.
The four of us.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's kind of falling into place. Yeah.
It is
yeah.
falling into place.
Your whole life, you never knew me. And then, like, bang. Right?
You're now, like BFFs.
I'm beside you every week.
You get to sit beside me every week.
How does this happen? How come I don't get to sit beside her, Jeff?
Because, Dave, you
don't need to know seriously. Am I chopped liver? Fuck off.
We're all sitting beside you.
I spent New Year's with you. Don't throw You can't throw
I hugged you on New Year's.
He lived with you.
I know. Yes, we live together.
Yes.
So where are we at once we get through the spring, summer? Summer's looking like a lot of fun.
We get ramping up. I'm hoping to. The one thing that I've missed, believe it or not, and I was not one of these people. I didn't say telling the truth or whatever the fuck I was saying before.
True story.
The one thing that I have missed, and when I was younger, I didn't really aspire to do it. That once I started doing it was the traveling, and I know that we're headed to that again.
Yeah.
I know that
it's
going to be plane, trains, and automobiles. And the other thing is, I wake up every morning and I am so excited to get on my computer and
start your day
and to start my day. I mean, I really am, and I'm learning. It's all
so
brand
much.
New,
There's
right?
So much to learn.
Yeah,
too.
but it's
exciting stuff.
Love it. Love every. Well, I love even the stupid parts.
You progress,
about it.
You change. Without one, you can't have the other. Every time we progress, we have a little bit of change. A little bit of change brings a little more progress. And you guys haven't run into any really big roadblocks yet, of any that. But maybe at this time of your life, your outlook's way better than it. This is perfect, like you say. It's serendipity because, you know, you're not looking at shit as a roadblock anymore.
No.
Because you kind of look like, hey, it's an opportunity to learn to achieve our goal at the end.
Yeah. Our biggest roadblock today.
Could be yourselves.
No. Our biggest roadblock in this whole process was that we both got COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
However,
slowed you up.
It
slowed
fell
you
over Christmas holidays, which is
perfect exactly.
because everything's kind of shut down anyway.
Yeah. If you needed to be down and out, that was when you were
down and
out.
You've got so much experience. Even if you do have a hiccup along the way, you guys have got enough experience. You know how to pick yourself up.
Yeah, and I
forward.
Don't think the two of them will get disenchanted or discouraged in any way.
No,
and no one's. It's not like anybody's been walking into your life as well and trying to. Like, there's no devil's advocate lying in this in the corner whispering self doubts in your ears.
No,
because if you are a reasonably intelligent person, you understand what building a brand's all about. And if you're not, if you read enough about it, it's easy to pick up on and go, wow, okay, it's nice that we have a chat like this, okay. Because I want everybody to know it is about the Vodka Friday drink that's and drink center coming this way.
Yeah.
This
is just part of the brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of our roadblocks for sure was from a financial standpoint because there is, I mean, you're floating this inventory. But you need money for the inventory to sell it. And we did an evaluation, and the evaluation, and we said to any investor that we presented to, it doesn't work. Why? Because there's no sales. Mm-hmm. But anybody in this industry are going, yeah, but you fast forward a year from now, you're 10 times the cost of getting in now.
Can't lose.
To be honest.
People like booze. Can't lose.
And they're impressed by how we're doing this.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
100%. They're impressed by it.
Exactly.
You know,
they're creating just a different style of cans because, or the different, whatever you're putting it in, whether it's the bottle, your labeling is what is your eye candy.
It's fun.
That's your idea.
Yeah. You're putting
fun
in a can.
Yeah, you're going to want to read
them.
It's
on the outside of the can.
Every flavor will be different. Originally, I had an aggressive idea, which was absolutely impossible to execute for a lot of reasons. Anyway, but it was a good idea.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every can will be readable in, like, the flavors will all be different and have different things. And so you're going to be sitting there going, fuck, you read your can? funny.
We get fortune cookies. You know, everybody
in bed.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, it always ends in bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Reed is really smart in bed.
I could read those bottles in bed.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe we could put a fortune.
Dave,
on there.
You said you liked the stories. I'll tell you a story.
Why does he keep trying to hit on you? It's creepy, right?
It's fine, but it makes him blush.
Maybe because he knows Don and I will go shut up, Jeff. Shut up, Jeff.
Out of all of us at the table, we're out. So. You're out.
And you guys have made no secret about it. He hasn't said no yet.
Yeah, well,
my kind of guy.
Hey.
Yeah. So from a professional standpoint, 2022, I think is going to be an absolute pivotal year. And I actually think the next 3 to 5 years is just going to be crazy fun. Yeah. Somebody had said to me, joking around, I mean, she was a little bit serious, but she said, just don't get all different on us. We're too old to get different.
Yeah.
I thought we were all along. That's why we are who we are.
No, that's but true. She means like, you know what, you start doing, don't get all full of yourself. I'm too old for that. If I'd done this in my 30s,
maybe
I would have been impossible to live with.
No.
But at 53, I am who I am.
People do change, but they're not going to change that much.
You know, the only thing that will change is that I think maybe the vacations with your friends that you'll be able to do with them, or exposing them to some fun stuff doing, whether it's in Toronto or whatever, from a promotional standpoint, because you know, the alcohol industry is fun. It's probably one of the only industries that still is fun from what we see.
Yeah, and I can see as summer goes along and you go to all these bars and you're promoting the drink and you're taking the t-shirts and you're handing out t-shirts.
You're a blank slate for what
you guys will be
do.
There too, because they're going to look to you as well, right? Yeah. Who's Dave? Who's Jeff? Yeah,
and Donna, you're going to do a lot of the event promoting. Like that's kind of your background. So the event thing, is that what you're gearing up for? Is the event season's kind of, and hopefully,
No, because there's so many different ways you can package it up. That's amazing. Yeah. I think that's great. The bars have already said, hey, come out and do your podcast here.
And they're going to buy they want to buy our vodka.
Sure.
No,
but
that's
the
so much
bonus.
The coolers, because
that'll
bonus be
of building
more
of the brand. That's the bonus of building the brand.
Oh, fuck, it's ridiculous.
Like, you'll have golf balls that will have Rita's face on it. Hit me here.
Or Jeff's. We're gonna have bells. We're gonna sell bells.
By the way, Jeff and his brilliance brought the bell.
Yeah,
I love the bell. Don't you like the bell, Dave?
From a personal standpoint, I don't know what's ahead.
Well, for Jeff, it looks like you're gonna get a at some point this year, you're gonna get your hip done. So you
my hip
be,
done.
So
maybe
be,
a date.
You'll
maybe
be
an actual date.
I think we should help him out there. Yeah. We should really take a look at his profiles.
Maybe do some
help him.
Well, I asked you guys. I'll go. I'm gonna go cold turkey. I've given it to the end of January.
What are you giving cold turkey?
I'm off women at the end of January if I don't have a date by the end of January.
Really?
And then he's gonna drink vodka and be gay.
And then he keeps looking at me. Wow. Great.
Right. Please help us, Don and Rita.
He's setting us up for a change in the team.
We're in lockdown for another 3 weeks, so you might want to put that to the end of February.
All right. You're maybe you're right.
Or else you're going to be watching a movie in a car again on...
With some woman I don't really want to be with.
And then he's going to sleep with her, and then it's all downhill from there.
But you want to get aboard for Pride Month. I'm just saying. That's June.
Hey, we could take Vodka Friday on the road.
We could.
We could take stickers and body tattoos.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We could give out body tattoos at the do henta. We could do henta tattoos with the guys. I don't give a fuck. I'm in. Just put my name and address on my asshole in case I get lost.
We're going to do a podcast.
Yeah, that's the first place we're looking.
If you find him, don't return him. Okay. He's all yours. All you got to do is feed him everyone crackers. That's all he wants.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do a... we've talked about doing a podcast on the drive on the way to Toronto.
That would be hilarious.
Right?
Too.
Oh, fuck, because I'm a nut driver. Like, I can go from like, hey, what the fuck are you doing in front
maybe
of me? Right?
We should get an RV.
Yeah.
Oh.
And do that on the way to Pride.
We have a funny story.
We should.
I have a funny story.
We should do a Vodka Friday RV.
I have a funny story.
I like that idea, too.
So years
can we have two RVs?
Yeah, I have a funny story. So years ago, we decided we were going to go to a bar in Burlington, and we're from Brantford, so you'd have to. There was a group of us that wanted to go, so
you have to get there.
Jolie,
Said,
she said she could get a van.
My flower child friend.
So she says I can get a van. I'll borrow my dad's van. So she pulls up with the van, and she can't drive it, so she wants one of us to drive it. I think Mike drove it, and we get in the van. There's no seats, but she has lawn chairs. So we drive all the way to Burlington to this club and on these lawn chairs.
Oh my God.
And I think Mike might have had some weed that night.
You should come over here,
Mike. And he's driving. I think he's driving and he's like, He can't even see the he didn't know where the hell he was. he couldn't see the sides of the road.
Don't do that, kid.
That's exactly it. It was like not the best night to be doing that.
Mike's joining us.
So we could yeah. So how'd that go, Mike? Do you remember?
Speak right into that mic.
Not well. You don't remember? No. There's that great.
I just said, let me know when we're at Guelph
Line.
To get off the highway.
So thank God there was four lanes, so you could at least pick a couple.
I had a good shot at it.
Well, that's easy. You can do it. You rent a cube van and throw a picnic table on the back.
I just never forget. We pull up, and of course they have door bounces or whatever, and there's a lineup because you have to be vetted to go in. You have to make sure you're dressed appropriately.
Ivy.
Club Ivy, yeah.
I don't think it's around anymore.
No, I think it's close. Yeah. So you had to wear a certain dress code. It was a dress code thing. And I remember pulling up and getting out of these lawn chairs. People were looking at us, what the fuck did the clamps just show up?
I know.
Cheech and Chong just showed up and just jumped out of this van.
You got the Lamborghini, you got the Mercedes, and here comes the van.
So funny. I think it was about six or eight of us in there. Oh, my God.
Look, they look like they're from Berber.
So we could do that. So that's what we'll do. We'll do a podcast. We'll go. Yeah, that could be true.
Is there tobacco in the back?
I'm envisioning it now. I want to wrap a van
with vodka.
Yes, but no seats. Just
you know what other thing? You know what you need?
Just ropes for
you need
seat
bumper
belts.
Stickers.
Bumper stickers?
Like yeah, because then you could put them everywhere.
Without even asking people, we'll just put bumper stickers on their cars. Leave it. It's super cool, man.
You're gonna want this.
You're gonna be the first of a million.
What do you think, Mike? Do you think that sounds like a cool idea? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Vodka Friday. Hey, Vodka Friday licking stick tattoos. Hey. Vodka Friday licking stick scratch and sniff tattoos.
Scratch and sniff.
Well, and licking stick. I got to put it on you at the end.
Rita's just shaking her head. She goes, thank God he's not on our marketing team.
He has some good ideas, actually. He does have some good ideas. You got to go, you know what? That's not bad. Just not yet.
I hear that a lot from her. That's a good idea. Just not quite. There.
All right. So, any plans for 2022, there, Mike?
Yeah. What's your plans?
Plans.
Get through it.
Mm-hmm. To be able to stay open. Be able to stay working.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mike's a hairstylist, so he's in the personal services industry.
Oh, you're renovating? What are you renovating?
Oh, that's it. That's
huge
his.
Plan.
What are
we
that's his plan.
What are we talking?
That's his plan.
Are you
going to
renovate?
Huge renovation.
What are we talking?
We're talking huge renovation.
Oh. Fuck, you know what?
It's not
like kitchen
you know,
and everything.
I'll have you know, I'm helpful.
Just you know, Mike is my partner, and Mike wants to renovate, and I've been I'm tired of renovating for.
What do you want to renovate?
I need a little break.
Anything in particular?
He wants to do the kitchen. Basically the whole house.
All right.
Yeah, no, we're talking a few different things because I've changed my mind several times.
Yeah, we're gonna narrow
over the last couple of years as to. What order we should do it in, how we should do it, and my latest brainstorm is completely
different from the original.
But I think it's a good move too. I don't want to jinx it by saying too much about it, but
yeah, we'll have to sit down and nail it down. Good. When we can start. But I don't think we're going to start it right away. But you know, at some point this year.
But
we'll
I mean, the way I look at it, my goals are like, as far as house and business go, that's. My focus is because not really traveling right now. I don't really want to travel right now.
Yep.
And I do enjoy my house and I do enjoy my friends.
And you work at home.
And I
want to
be part of this journey with you guys too. Oh, I mean, I think my summers, my course is right here with all of you.
With your friends. Yeah. Which is, I think a lot of people are looking at that right now is focusing on friends and family and it's another year of that, which is good. I think we should be focusing on friends and family and moving forward with that.
I would say that in my life, I don't know what I would have done without my friends.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm
they've
fortunate that
you,
I've had them as
saved you
long.
From so many things.
You have no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, you have no idea how
down,
important they are to me.
Who do you go to? Your friends and your family. If you don't have a circle of friends,
and you just
you
know
really
you said first.
Get yourself out of the box.
It usually goes
circle.
Friends, then family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes family is not
Well, when we go to family, sometimes judgment's sitting there waiting for us. When I come to Rita, I may get judged, but I know she still loves me in her own way.
I don't judge you. I just set you straight. Well, okay. You know what I want to say, though? Speaking of family, Jeff's family, he's got sisters that I've known as well.
Yeah.
And they're hard-ass sisters, man. Mm-hmm. Fun. Actually, his sister, Michelle, taught me how to play caps at 14. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Michelle. I don't know what she does. She runs some online. She's a super fitness
Mike knows her.
Incredible. Yeah. So give her a shout out.
Michelle Kerr, wonderful sister. She's lucky. Yeah. She's got a brother like me. She doesn't get to sit next to me all the time.
But what is her business that she does online?
It's a wellness business, and she's doing fitness online too.
Oh, nice.
How do you find her?
I'd have to text her. I'm really unprepared for that part now.
Yeah, okay. Well, Michelle we'll mention Kerr, again. Yeah. Michelle Kerr, which is K-E-R-R.
We'll Google her.
Yeah, Google her. She's great, actually. I've known her, I've known her as long as I've
known
you.
Oh, she's super fit.
And then Marsha, who's been a big supporter, she's out in Arizona.
Oh, nice.
She's running a bed and breakfast.
Does she listen out in Arizona? Yeah. Listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The Hankster loves it. He's the Hankster likes it. And,
Arizona's right beside California. We can get some vodka over there.
With a banjo on our knee, buddy. With a banjo on our knee.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So your plans, you want to get laid in 2022. But not just somebody random. You want feelings while you're there.
Rita, he already wore out one hip now. We don't need to wear another one.
I'm looking for the ever elusive, the one. This is the year.
My first last kiss. My last first kiss.
My first date. And I'm looking for somebody to go fishing with and someone to sit around a bonfire and sail. Yeah. Sailing, because I've always wanted to be a sailor.
Sounds like you've got your profile already set up for.
Well, no, the girl's got to help me polish it because I think I should remove the part where I say I like to iron.
And your picture's terrible. I saw it. With a picture on, please tell me you're not using the picture on your Instagram for your dating site.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Thank you, though, for the compliment.
So if anybody wants to go.
That was a shut up, Rita.
I said, go fuck yourself. No, I love her. I love Rita.
One ding for go fuck yourself.
And when I say go fuck yourself to Rita, believe it, folks, I'm running out the fucking door as I say it.
Dave, what are your plans? Renovate?
My plans? Apparently I'm renovating. No, I don't have a lot of plans for 2022. I just have a lot of hopes that we can get through the COVID thing where people are back to work. The restaurants are open. The gyms are open. The kids are back in school. That's what I want, a sense of normalcy. And I know we're probably never going to have what's normal pre-COVID because we're always going to have to deal with COVID. But I want a sense of normalcy that we can relax a little more and not be so so down.
I'd like the division to stop too.
Oh yeah.
The division in
Let's
society.
All come together.
Yeah. Between the vax and the unvax and all that stuff and the negativity. And you know what? If I can say one thing, try to avoid the news as much as possible.
Yes, really, I agree. Yeah.
I think the media, the spin in the media, they're giving us what they think that we want to hear, but I think we're done with hearing those things. We don't need to hear it. We know it. We get enough in it. We're inundated with information through all sorts of social media and the news that I think we need to just back away from it enough.
Quit trying to scare the shit out of us and let us live our lives. Here's the rules. You tell us rules all the time, give us new laws, and we abide by them.
Yeah.
But don't put us in a state of fear. Keep the faith, everybody. I swear to goodness, keep the faith.
I know from my perspective, I don't need anybody chiming in on my life. I'm an adult. I'm going to make the decisions that work for me. And I respect the fact if somebody wants to make a decision for them, it is none of my business.
That's right.
And I'm not sure where the divide's coming from because the last time I checked, it's not the unvax that are coming down with this other COVID thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know enough about it to even have an opinion. But if it doesn't work for you, you must have your reasons why. Don't shove them down my throat either. And I'm not going to shove mine down yours.
That's right.
Donna, 2022.
Oh, God. Well,
sit next to me.
We
more?
Have a massive year ahead. So. Right.
How do you feel about that, though? Do you feel good about the challenge ahead for you?
No, it's going to be exciting.
Both of you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Good.
You're ready for the ride.
I'm ready for the ride.
You know, I'm here with you. I'm here for you.
Thanks,
you need
Jeff.
Me? Anything, Donna. Fuck it.
I don't
house,
get overwhelmed by a whole lot. So,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Piece at a time. And
this is an exciting time for you.
It is.
This is the time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, can it be scary? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But. Mm-hmm. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Well, I'm excited for the both of you for this. Mm-hmm. And Looking forward to 2022.
You know what I'm really looking forward to in a year from now, say January 8th, 7th, or whatever you want to, whatever date, and we're going to sit down and we're going to say, God, look back on this year.
That was a crazy
year,
right?
Because the last year, there were, you know, not much progression in anybody's life, really.
Right.
Right. So this should be interesting.
I hope it for everybody that 2022 is the year that we all get out of this and it, we go, this, that was a great year.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Yeah. I think what we're dealing with now with the numbers as high as they are and blah, blah, blah. But we, like, for however many people have it, we can't keep shutting down for 5 or 10 days. Like, we can't, everybody can't take 10 days off of work.
No.
You just fucking can't.
You can't.
Right?
No.
And
it's
come
so
a time where we're going to have to just keep as I do and bad dates at times when the lady went away, you soldier on. Let's soldier on.
Yeah, but I think, it, you know what, if you're sick for a couple days, that doesn't matter what you have, you go to bed for a couple days.
That's right.
And that's what,
that's
right?
I think people
but
need to understand that.
But we can't keep doing
that.
This 10 days at a time.
But we cannot inundate the healthcare system. That's
no, and that's fair. That's and I hope for us for 2022 for me, I'm actually going to live in the moment. I am. I want to enjoy every minute of this process.
Live.
I want to enjoy it from a personal standpoint.
Live.
I feel like I'm in a good place in my life. Personally, I want to enjoy it from a professional standpoint. I want my kids to succeed at what they're building as well. And you know what? And look back. I mean, there's been enough shitty years back there and a lot of fun through those years as well that I honestly believe that 2022, the hinge on the door will change and we'll all have a different trajectory. And hopefully we come out of it in the end happier people.
Because
you know what? We're not getting out alive. So you might as well smile.
That's
you might as well laugh more than you cry.
That's right.
And on that note.
Yes, we should have wrap
through
it up.
The years, you feel the tears and they just drip down your cheek. But through the years, I see the smiles and they pick me up when they speak.
Oh my God, that's so poetic.
Look at me. You're a poet. We didn't even know it.
Right? Poetic. Yeah.
Did you see
girls,
what I just did there?
You have hope yet, Jeff.
See, this is all about getting your shit together for the 7th week in a row.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
I can't wait to be a poet. Never.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up. It's time
I'm never get my shit together.
It's time to go to Frankie's. Let's go sing some karaoke.
We can't sing karaoke. We got to call an Uber. We got to go home. And you know what? Through your check us out on Instagram. Please like, follow, share.
Comment
on our stuff because you know what?
Buy a t-shirt.
We want to hear it. Yeah, the t-shirts are pretty funny. Check us out on our website.
Tell us what you think of the bell.
VodkaFriday.ca. Come along for the ride, man. It's going to be a good time.
For
a
ride.
Here's to 2022,
everybody.
And cheers. We're drinking again.
Yay!